Welcome to Wealth Map Radio, where we chart a course through the chaos of retirement planning, market movements, and financial independence with a healthy dose of clarity and caffeine. We don't just talk about money, we decode it. That's why Wealth Map Radio is designed to be your GPS for retirement, helping you avoid financial potholes, risky cliffs, and the detours that can derail your long-term goals. We break down real-life challenges retirees actually face and how to navigate them with confidence. We're believing and having a plan that is built to last. That's where our Compass Report comes in. It includes real-world tools like the Color of Money Risk Analysis, Social Security Maximization Report, Tax Scorecard, and the Retirement Buffer Analysis, all designed to give you direction and peace of mind. For us, RETIRE is an acronym for Retirement, Estate, Taxes, Income, Risk, and Enjoyment. So whether you're navigating market twists, wondering if your nest egg will actually hatch, or trying to figure out why your money disappears faster than leftovers at a family barbecue, stick around. We'll cut through the noise, drop some wisdom, and share a few laughs along the way. Now buckle up, because here on Wealth Map Radio, financial freedom is the destination, and every step along the trail is full of purpose and intent. Well, as dark clouds seem to accumulate on the economic horizon, with different indicators, your mind may start to wonder, does my portfolio have the resiliency it needs to weather that storm? Most of the time, the answer from gurus, columnists, advisors, etc. is buy, hold, and pray, because eventually it'll be okay. Now, none of those have actually been able to tell you when eventually is, and what if your eventually is now? What if it's in a few years? There is something called a retirement red zone, which is the first or the 4 to 5 years before you retire and the 4 to 5 years after you retire. Those years are highly critical that you do not take significant losses in your portfolio. In fact, it's interesting. As long as you do moderately well on a positive return during the 4 or 5 years before and the 4 or 5 years after retirement, math and science says you are much more likely to have your money last for you throughout retirement versus those that have a choppy retirement red zone, both, you know, just before and just after, even if your average rate of return ends up being higher over time. That retirement red zone is critical. Isn't that interesting? So we're really going to focus today and discuss portfolio resiliency here on Wealth Map Radio. I'd like to welcome you to the show. And with that little intro, here is the phone number. If you'd like to sit down, if you've been listening and you know that you're ready, you're not curious, but you are serious, we invite you to give us a call to schedule a free visit. Get your Compass Report done, and we will also give you a free copy of The Power of Zero by David McKnight, a very educational incentive here just for calling in to set up a visit with us if you're one of the first 9 to do so today. The phone number is 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. See our schedule right there. Set up your own visit with us if you like. 484-600-6512. All right, so what makes a portfolio resilient? One answer might be its ability to withstand down periods and still provide your retired income. Now, many times, this is attempted or is attempted to be accomplished by adding fixed income to a portfolio. In fact, if you take out your statements and look, you'll often see equities and then fixed income as categories. You are often very familiar, I am sure, with people talking about the vaunted 60-40 equity bond portfolio or maybe a 50-50 mix, something like that. Now, unfortunately, those ideas, those concepts or allocations have proven to be much less effective than people would have hoped, than the laboratories they were, you know, the financial laboratories they were cooked up in. This might possibly be attributed to the fact that the fixed income portion, which is usually bonds, have not been as resilient as people would like to have believed. Now, that said, let's take a look at how to make a portfolio more resilient with better income production ability and better accumulation prospects. This is called a retirement buffer analysis, and it is part of your Compass report. So, let's meet Reggie and Janet. They have about $1 million saved up, currently all in the market, because their current advisor tells them to just buy, hold, and pray, and, you know, the story that eventually things will be okay. They are in a 20% effective rate between federal and state, and they want to be able to take out about $50,000 a year from their $1 million nest egg. They have other sources of income as well, but can they do it? That is their question. That's why they came to see us. What is their probability of success when we're stress testing the what they'd like to do? Well, let's look at history for maybe a little bit of an answer. And if we rewound to the beginning of the century, if we had just bought and held through the end of last year, what would that $1 million portfolio have been through all the ups and downs and after taxes and all that? The answer is just under $3.1 million at the end of last year. We're just using the raw returns of the S&P 500 since the turn of the century. Okay, cool, fine. That's just buying and holding. Looks pretty cool. $1 million became 3.1. Fine. Now, let's do this. Let's try and withdraw $50,000 per year, according to Reggie and Janet's wishes. Does their money last? How long would it have lasted? Here's the answer. It would have died in 2017, nearly 8 years ago. Well, that's not okay. And how much did we get out of this $1 million starting balance account if we had started back in 2000? $899,000 total, not even $900,000. So how do you get only $899,000 out of a $1 million starting balance? And especially knowing the past 25 years, the raw average of the S&P 500 is 7 1/3%. That's not a horrible return. So how is it that we end up with a loss only taking out 5% per year if we're averaging over 7? How does that work? The answer is the order in which those annual volatile returns occur. This is often called sequence of returns and is a major risk that is often overlooked and not even considered or understood. The order in which the annual returns occur, in which your annual returns occur, has everything to do with whether or not your money lasts, no matter, irrespective of what the average return actually is. See, remember, when you retire, average rates of return mean diddly squat, especially during that retirement red zone. The consistency of returns, of the year-by-year returns, is what begins to matter most. All right. When we use some fancy probability math, and we have in the retirement buffer analysis, the software we use has a lot of this in it, we can determine the chance or the probability of success that the market-driven portfolio that Reggie and Janet currently have, 100% in the market, what is its probability of succeeding, of going the distance and providing their $50,000 desired withdrawals every year? 46% is its probability of success. Well, that didn't make anyone's day. All right, let's now rewind, and let's add some resiliency to this portfolio. For Reggie and Janet, let's reallocate 50% of the portfolio to a buffer strategy that works like this. The buffer part, so 50% of the portfolio, will get 63% of the upward movement of the market. So if the market goes up by 10, it gets 6.3. If it goes up by 20, it gets 12.6%. All right, very simple. but it gets none of the negative years of the market. Absolutely zero. And it's that simple. So if the market is negative, it goes into just preserve mode. And if the market goes up, you get 63% of that upward movement. And the gains are locked in once achieved every year and contractually guaranteed from that time forward. So that's 50% of the allocation. And we'll leave the other 50% directly in the market. But now we have eliminated down years for 50% of the portfolio while still achieving solid positive returns. That is hardly insulting. Well, let's look at what the results of this might have been, again, rewinding to the beginning of the century. But first, I want you to kind of, as we're following this, I know this may not be your situation exactly. That's okay. Don't let that bother you, but get the concepts of what we're talking about. We're talking about mitigating risk, contractually locking in returns, increasing the accumulation and the income production ability, as you're going to see in this retirement buffer example. We'd like you to get your report done, your retirement buffer analysis. It's part of every Compass report. The phone number to set up your free visit with us at Whispering Brook Financial is 484-600-6512. Or you can always visit wealthmapradio.com. We will also give you a free copy of the best-selling book called The Power of Zero, which is one of the best retirement planning books ever written on tax-free retirement, something we love to discuss here on the show as well. 484-600-6512. Now, with all of that in place, with half of the portfolio now reallocated to that buffer strategy, mitigating risk, locking in returns, etc., and half of it still in the market, because the market can be a very profitable place to be long-term, how does this portfolio do now? Again, we'll rewind to the beginning of the century and compare. Do you remember what the ending balance would have been with the market account alone? The $1 million starting in 2000 would be about $3.1 million at the end of last year. Okay, now with the 50% in the buffer strategy and 50% in the market, the ending accumulation balance would have been nearly $4.4 million. That is an increase of $1.3 million in ending account balance. I've never met anyone who is offended by an additional $1.3 million for retirement. Well, now let's see what would have happened, because that's part of the story. But remember, we judge retirement strategies by their IPA. What does this mean? Income production ability. Whether or not you use a strategy's full IPA or income production ability doesn't matter. You judge between strategy A and strategy B based on its potential income production ability. And you remember that when Reggie and Janet first came in and stress testing it back to the beginning of the century, etc., their money would have died. Their account, their portfolio would have been dead in the water, out of money, somewhere in 2017. Now with this revised allocation, their money does not run out. It provides their desired $50,000 withdrawal every year and still has $250,000 left at the end of last year. How much do we get out of the portfolio altogether through the end of last year? With the 50-50 mix we're talking about, half in the market, half in the buffer strategy, we get $1.495 million, so just under $1.5 million. Compared to only $899,000 of total value without the buffer account in place. Ladies and gentlemen, that is an increase of 66% in total value for Reggie and Janet. And again, we've never insulted anyone, as you might imagine. Call us crazy. We've never met anyone who's insulted by having their outcome, their potential outcomes increased by 66%, and by the way, by lowering their overall market risk significantly along the way. How much is their risk lowered by? You want to have a little bit of a technical discussion? Let's do it for a minute. And for those of you who automatically just have the eyes roll in the back of your head, just stay with me. We'll get past this in a minute or two. Standard deviation is a statistic that is used in the financial world to define what is called total risk, systematic and unsystematic risk. Suffice it to say that the lower the standard deviation, the less risk a portfolio is said to have. Simple as that. The market account alone, if Reggie and Janet left their account the way it is, knowing it runs out, would have run out of money in 2017, it only gives us $899,000 in total value instead of $1.5 million with the buffer account in place, all that, all right? Market account on its own, the way it is today. Their standard deviation historically is about 17.5%. Okay, fine, but that's meaningless unless we compare it to something. With the buffer account in place, reallocate half of the portfolio, leaving half in the market, half in that buffer account, where the buffer account guarantees them against negative years, participates in the upward side of positive years. That drops their standard deviation to about 12%, which is about a 30% reduction in total risk. So what we were able to show with actual math, not just talking in stories and nice sounding platitudes and yada, 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 with actual math, able to demonstrate a 30% reduction in risk, but a 66% increase in total output. $899,000 without the buffer account, $1.495 million with it, using or half of the portfolio allocated to it. In other words, both are better. The buffer strategy and the market portfolio section or portion, both are better and strengthened by the other. Anytime, ladies and gentlemen, that you can increase your output by a significant margin and lower your overall risk, that should clue you in. That should make you tune in to what is being discussed. This is a retirement buffer analysis. It is part of your Compass report, which we do complimentary for you when you're one of the first 9 today to call and set up a visit with us at Whispering Brook Financial. You will see in your situation what might be possible. You will see your own numbers, your own accounts, your own outlook, and be able to see the dangers, opportunities, and strengths that you have and that you face. How you can capitalize on the strengths that are already there. Take advantage of the opportunities and mitigate those dangers that you may or may not know you are facing. 484-600-6512. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. So what is the bottom line answer here for Reggie and Janet? What's the conclusion to the story? Well, it's a couple things. When stress testing, looking back through history, using the actual raw returns of the market, the year-by-year volatility, not just a linear average. You cannot do that. That is far too shallow of a analysis when you're talking about the rest of your life kind of money. You must stress test it. You must use actual year-by-year returns, volatile returns, to see its resiliency. So how was their resiliency improved? Well, without taking any withdrawals, just on the accumulation picture, it was $3.1 million or $4.4 million as an ending balance, starting with their million-dollar nest egg. Or the total outcome was about $899,000 if they were taking withdrawals. They ran out of money in the 17th or 18th year of trying to live on their money, just using the market account alone, just doing the buy, hold, and pray, and eventually it'll be okay kind of approach that most advisors talk to you about. Adding in half of the money or half of the portfolio, allocating that toward the buffer account, suddenly, they did not run out of money, and their outcome was increased by 66% while decreasing their market risk by 30% at the same time. These are tools that we use at Whispering Brook Financial. They are compelling, they are powerful, they are simple, and tell the story of what we're trying to share with you in a way that you can understand, that you can see with your own specific situation. 484-600-6512. Now, I mentioned something called the retirement red zone, the 4 to 5 years before you retire and the 4 to 5 years after you retire. I hope you can see how this retirement buffer analysis can illustrate or at least make clear where you might be at and how adding into your portfolio a buffer strategy of some kind. The one I've just gone over is very simple. It's straightforward. I like it. It has a lot of merit. There are others, but all of them have the same thing in common. They lessen your market risk. They lock in gains once they are achieved and are contractually guaranteed from that time forward. And they have the potential to increase your income production ability, your output, by a wide margin. In this case, it was nearly a $600,000 swing for Reggie and Janet. That is anything but insignificant. So in that retirement red zone, here's what becomes very key. And I really want you to sit here and think about this, whether or not you're coming up to retirement, still a long way from it, maybe, or well into it. Those 8 to 10 years, the 4 to 5 years before, the 4 to 5 years after, you must control your volatility in that time like no time else. As you're still climbing the mountain or accumulating wealth, the up and down volatility that we experience sometimes, the craziness of 08, the COVID crash, the dot-com blow up at the beginning of the century, if you still have a long way to go, those things don't matter. You can recover from them. Dollar cost averaging, buying when it's low, and all that. Great stuff. When you are in that retirement red zone, though, it is time to mitigate that. It is time to avoid it, if at all possible. That's what this example really starts to go through with Janet and Reggie and their retirement buffer situation. One thing you'll find as we, you know, get together, as we review things, as we look at your Compass report that is personalized and tailored specifically for you, one thing you'll really learn and I hope appreciate is that we stress test the heck out of things. This is much more than a simple Excel spreadsheet where someone just plugs in an average rate of return and, oh yeah, you look like you'll be fine. That is far too shallow when it comes to you and your outlook, when you are depending on this money to last the rest of your life, to be resilient, to be able to withstand buffeting that may come, the waves and the economic clouds, the dark clouds on the economic horizon. In order to know that with a high degree of confidence and clarity, you must have a Compass report that does all of those things for you. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com, 484-600-6512. Oh, you know what? I forgot about this part. I reported on the success probability for Reggie and Janet if they left things the way they are just in the market account through all the ups and the downs. And I reported that the out of 10,000 random simulations, they had a 46% chance that their account, as it is, would do the things that they needed to do. When they added the buffer account into half of the mix, reallocating, that jumped to a 75% probability. Now, would we like to see it be 80 or 90%? Absolutely. Watch this. What happens if we allocate instead of 50%? If we allocate 58%? Now, I'm doing that on purpose. That exact number. And yes, we've done some of the research and some of the testing behind the scenes. That jumps their success probability to 82%. And something you'll really, versus 46, something you'll truly, I think, find fascinating is that many times the tools we have are dynamic and can be changed in real time. And well, what if it looks like this? What if we did this? And in our visit together, you'll be able to see that in real time, the interplay between different scenarios. It's really something. So anyway, it's just kind of neat. In other words, it's not just a static, boring spreadsheet, right? You get to see the tools, interact with them, and really develop a plan that we think is built to last. One of the things that we try to do, and it's kind of a saying that we have at Whispering Brook Financial, is that our commitment to you creates clarity and confidence. It's, you know, C cubed. Commitment, clarity, confidence. I don't think you'd have to look far in not only evidenced by the educational programs that we do here, where we give you rubber meets the road examples, hope that you do take notes, hope that you take away things, whether or not you ever do come to see us. We prepare these programs such that you will take something away from it, ponder on it, see how it might apply. Of course, we do hope you come to see us and get a Compass report done for you so that you can start to plan better and have more clarity and confidence with the commitment that we bring to your life. See, this is all we do, ladies and gentlemen. We're a bunch of nerds, retirement nerds. We love this stuff. It is our core competency at the firm, specifically income, retirement income planning. We talk a lot about tax-free retirement income. Yes, that is a big part of a Compass report. We talk a lot about risk mitigation. We've done that today, asset longevity. We talk about being prepared for the unforeseen. But more than talk about it, we put math in front of you so that you can see it. That is the power of a Compass report. 484-600-6512. I invite you to be one of the first nine today. Set up that free visit. The Compass report is complimentary. It's our chance to impress you and show you what might be possible, what we might be able to do together as we walk side by side through that great journey of retirement. WealthMapRadio.com or 484-600-6512. Now, don't go anywhere. We got more examples coming up in the second half of the show, but right now I got to take a break. Hang with us.
Henry David Thoreau once said, "Wealth is the ability to fully experience life." Here on Wealth Map Radio, we couldn't agree more. Retirement is a journey, and the path is rarely straight. There are twists and turns, peaks and valleys, emotionally, mentally, physically, and of course, financially. That's why a Compass report is so vital. It's the wealth map everyone needs to fully enjoy life in the golden years. At Whispering Brook Financial, people come first. When you meet with our team to begin your Compass report, there's no preset outcome, no hidden agenda. Your goals become our mission, and we take that mission seriously. If you're serious and not just curious about your retirement, call us to get started on your Compass report. 484-600-6512. That's 484-600-6512. The last thing anybody wants in retirement is dodging financial bullets. Yet the threats are real. Policy changes, tax risk, market volatility, rising healthcare costs. We can't guard against every risk, but one thing we've learned, predictability is more important than potential. We help create predictable income streams, shield you from looming tax increases, and build a plan grounded in lasting principles. Because when your retirement is built on tax-free income you can outlive, life just feels better. You feel better. And studies show that when these principles are in place, people live longer, healthier, and more fully. So let your journey begin with your personalized compass report. Visit wealthmapradio.com or call 484-600-6512 to schedule your complimentary visit. At Whispering Brook Financial, we give you the tools for the most important journey, yours.
Alrighty, everyone, welcome back. This is the Wealth Map Radio Show. Whispering Brook Financial is the company. Steve Eckroth is the founder and principal. And these programs are really fun for us to do. And I hope that you do indeed take notes. I hope you do take advantage of the offer today to be one of the first nine to call in to set up your free visit with Whispering Brook Financial and get your compass report done. The phone number is 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512, or you can always visit us at wealthmapradio.com. And also, I really encourage you to get on Apple or Spotify or Amazon, wherever you listen to podcasts, and look up the show, Wealth Map Radio, subscribe, and catch up on our past episodes on the podcast. Again, 484-600-6512. Now, let me continue a little bit with this portfolio resiliency discussion. I think this is a fun topic. We've been discussing the entire show how to add resiliency, staying power to your portfolio. But now, I want to turn from the accumulation focus we've had to more of an income planning focus. You've all heard of the 4% rule. This is the idea that was created based on some research done in the 90s using Monte Carlo simulations and the like to try and determine what a, quote, safe withdrawal rate from a portfolio might be, and they came up with 4%. So if you had a $1 million portfolio, you could reasonably take out $40,000 a year, adjusting for inflation and all that, and have a very low chance of running out of money. Well, look, as you might have guessed or heard, the 4% rule got revised to the 3% rule as time went on, then the 2.5% rule, and only a few years ago, Vanguard did their own research and concluded the safe withdrawal rate is actually only 1.9%, meaning if you did have a $1 million portfolio, you could safely withdraw only about $19,000 a year from it if you didn't want to run out of money. And that doesn't even include taxes, which would, of course, make your net withdrawal, which you actually have to live on, even less. Well, now, today, most analysts do show that the so-called safe withdrawal rate is between 3 to 3.5%. Something that adds stress to the retiree situation, ironically, is the fact that how long are we living now? We are living so much longer than we used to be, than when the 4% rule was stumbled upon. Now, this is a very good problem, of course, but the longer you live, the research shows, the less your withdrawal rate or your safe withdrawal rate can be. And of course, how do you know? You don't know how long you'll live. So you have to guess at what your withdrawal rate is, and that can be very dangerous if you take too much. And on the flip side, it can be very frustrating if you take too little, because we all want to live the highest possible life during our golden years. We've worked for it, sacrificed for it, looked forward to it. Other factors that affect the safe withdrawal rate are things like bond yield, stock market performance, inflation, taxes. All of those things can add murkiness to the situation. So you can kind of get a picture here. There's a lot of guesswork surrounding what a safe withdrawal rate might actually be. One of the key principles to wise financial stewardship that we just went over on a very recent show was to value predictability more than potential. Remember that? Let's stay here with Reggie and Janet from the example in the first half of the show and take a look at how to create a predictable, even guaranteed, stream of reliable lifetime income for them. Our conditions for this will be the following. Number one, the income must not be affected by economic conditions. In other words, if the stock market is performing poorly or well, if interest rates are high or low, those economic factors must not interfere with the income production. Number two, it must continue for as long as Reggie and Janet both live. Whether they live to be 87 or 112 or even longer, the income must never run out. Number three, if they have a long-term care need, if they do, the guaranteed income amount must double for a period of time to help them with those costs. Now, this is an extra feature that is really nice to have, but it is not the main point, but we want it if we can have it. Does that vehicle exist? Yes. It's called a private pension annuity. You can set up your own private pension of sorts with an insurance company very easily, just like major corporations who offer pensions do all the time. So here Reggie and Janet are 63. They have that million-dollar portfolio we've been using as an example, and they want to turn on the income switch for that guaranteed self-pension in about 3 years at age 66. Now, if we attack the problem this way, creating that type of private pension annuity for them, what would their guaranteed joint lifetime income be at that time? $87,233 per year for the rest of their joint lives, no matter how long they might live. And if they needed some form of long-term care, if they did have an issue, that income would double to over $174,000 for a period of time in order to help out. And that period might be usually 2 to 4 years or something like that. It's very helpful. Does your 60-40 portfolio or IRA do that on a guaranteed basis? I'm being a little coy, but no, of course it doesn't. Now, if we assume that at least one of them lives to age 95, they will have received over $2.7 million of guaranteed income from that million-dollar account. And of course, if they live to 105, the income never dies until they both have graduated from Earth. It's very predictable. And that, ladies and gentlemen, remember we were talking about a safe withdrawal rate? That is the equivalent of an 8.7% withdrawal rate on their current $1 million balance. That's not too shabby at all, and extremely resilient. All right, fine, but let's now find out if their market-driven brokerage account could at least match the guaranteed income of $87,233 a year. Let me just say $87,000. Since the raw return of the S&P 500 since the turn of the century has been about 7.33% for the last 25 years, let's use that as our assumed rate of return on the portfolio. Follow me? Trying to keep up with the guaranteed income from that private pension annuity, the brokerage account would die at age 83, 12 years before our target age of 95. It would only produce $1.6 million in total income, which is more than $1 million short of the guaranteed income outcome. That's kind of a funny way to say of the outcome of the guaranteed private pension. So that is assuming just a flat 7.33%. Now, if we're looking, and that's what the market history is since the turn of the century. If we are looking 33 years into the future, right, they're 63 now, and we're looking through age 95, that's 33 years inclusive. Why don't we do this? Let's look at the last 33 years of the S&P 500's raw returns and use actual year-by-year returns to see if that might do it, if that might keep up with our guaranteed income scenario. Because we've had some really good years in there, haven't we? And some pretty bad years in that range as well. Would that get the job done? Unfortunately, no. In that case, the account would run out of money at age 85. 10 years, a whole decade, short of our target age of 95, and produce $900,000 less income than from the guaranteed income private pension. The best resiliency from an income perspective is using predictable, guaranteed vehicles. What would we have to lower the annual income amounts to in order to force the brokerage account to make it through age 95 instead of dying 12 or 10 years too early? Now, because we know we can't keep up, right? Right now, we know it can't keep up with the guaranteed income amount of $87,000 and change that the private pension annuity gives us. Well, let's answer that question. Assuming the 7 1/3 average rate of return, we would have to lower the annual withdrawal to about $67,000 a year, which is $20,000 less income per year. I mean, ouch. Relying on the historical market data of the S&P 500, we'd have to lower the annual withdrawal amount to $71,000 a year. Now, that's a little bit better, but still $16,000 less than we could otherwise have with the guaranteed income result. Okay, or from the private pension annuity. How about this question? So no, that fails. And because why accept $16,000 to $20,000 less of annual income if we didn't have to, right? All right, how about this question? We got $1 million starting balance. Okay, and we know that we can get a guaranteed $87,000 from the guaranteed income pension. How much more would we need to invest in the brokerage account under both scenarios, assuming the 7 1/3 average percent rate of return and looking at the historical S&P 500 raw returns? How much do we have to increase their starting balances by in order to match the guaranteed income? Well, here's the answer. Instead of starting with $1 million, we would have to start with almost $1.3 million if the brokerage account were making about 7 1/3% on average. $1,294,000 to be exact. And if we were relying on the historical S&P 500 returns, we'd have to start with $1,214,000 instead of just $1 million. Ladies and gentlemen, that is 21 to 29% more just to get the same result. This is still part of a retirement buffer analysis that is indeed part of a Compass report, but it's the lifetime income analysis side. Adding your own guaranteed stream of income as part of the overall plan adds an incredible amount of resiliency, especially when it doesn't care what inflation is doing. It doesn't care what interest rates are doing. And it doesn't care what the stock market is doing. It will hit your mailbox. Call it mailbox money or a play check. It just simply happens. Now, this example with Reggie and Janet has been about a brokerage account, a non-qualified or taxable brokerage account. Can you do this inside of an IRA? Yes. Can you do this inside of a Roth IRA and make that guaranteed lifetime income a tax-free stream of lifetime income? Absolutely. Could it make sense to do Roth conversions so that you do create a tax-free stream of income, whereas right now you have a taxable one or would be taxable? Yes. All of that can be analyzed. All of that is indeed part of a Compass report. 484-600-6512. What we're doing today, if you're one of the first 9 to set up a free visit with us at the firm, we will do your Compass report for you, complimentary, and provide you a free copy of The Power of Zero by David McKnight. It is a financial bestseller for a reason, and it's one of the best books ever written on tax-free retirement strategies. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. Okay, so as far as resiliency goes in a portfolio, we've gone through how to use a buffer strategy to dramatically reduce risk and potentially, especially from a historical perspective, dramatically increase the ending outcome. We demonstrated how to reduce risk by 30% and yet increase the potential outcome by 66%. In the income scenario, we demonstrated how to create $900,000 to more than $1 million of extra income that could not otherwise be created or reproduced by a traditional 60-40 or stock market-driven portfolio. Many times when it comes time to retire, the same strategies that got you to the top of the mountain cannot be used when descending the mountain. This analogy is fairly common. You hear it a lot, but it is very apt. Most mountain climbing accidents happen on the way down by a ratio of 4-1. It is an incredible statistic. The decumulation, the descent from the mountain, is compared to the decumulation or the spending phase, the income phase of your retirement. The most critical part of your retirement planning could be what we call the retirement red zone. That's the 4 to 5 years before you retire and the 4 to 5 years after you retire. I cannot impress upon you enough the need to ignore what is going on out there as far as trends, the market, trying to keep up with the Joneses, ignore what the market is doing or not doing. And pay attention to how predictable your portfolio is. Can you, with a greater degree of certainty right now, can you hit your goals, what you need to hit, without taking the risk that comes with most approaches? If so, you might do well to consider that and forego the so-called extra risk or risk premium in the terms of technical and fundamental analysis. Because if you get hurt in that red zone before or just after retirement, if you get hurt, if you sustain a loss, an injury financially, your chance of running out of money is exponentially higher than if you could just earn a consistent, respectable return and maintain what you have. It is highly interesting that if you get through that red zone well, even if you have a lot of bad years later, you can statistically, what science and math tells us, sustain those negative years a lot better. And it is also interesting that even if you did have a really great high average rate of return later in your retirement years, but at a very challenging red zone period, despite the fact that you have, really good high returns later on, they almost never compensate for a choppy and painful retirement red zone. And that's simply the science and math. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. We invite you to get your compass report done, to get it started, and see what might be possible for you. 484-600-6512. I heard a really good joke the other day, sort of a joke here. Someone said, they say the key to a happy retirement is staying active. So I walk to the fridge every hour. All right. Well, I'm not retired. I'm a full nap enthusiast. I've heard that one recently. Sometimes people come into the office, they have these great sayings, and a retiree is someone who stops lying about their age and starts bragging about it. And why don't retirees mind being called senior citizens? Because the word discount always follows. Well, I'm not quitting my day job or anything, but let's continue the resiliency talk. And I am going to turn from, so we've talked about, as we've gone through, market risk, making your portfolio more resistant to negative years and more resilient throughout the years with a improved strategy for market risk. We've talked about predictable and even guaranteed retirement income. Let me turn to taxes a little bit and help make the portfolio more resilient in taxes. I think you kind of see where we're driving here, which is a intersection of many different areas, a confluence of improvement. And in your compass report, you'll often see there is a little bit improvement here, a little bit improvement there. a little bit improvement in this area as well. And when the confluence of those things start to work together, the resulting harmony is unmatched, and the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. With that in mind, let's look at a tax scorecard example. This is where we're going to analyze what someone's total retirement tax burden throughout their retirement might look like and compare that to a tax strategy where we literally and legally divorce the IRS over a short period of time in exchange for a tax-free bill of health from that time forward. But first, let's look at what it might look like if we had an IRA with $800,000 and it were 64. And again, you know, just get the principle here. Likely there are things that will apply to you, though your situation is different. But 64 years old, if I have an IRA or 401k, something like that with $800,000 in it, what might my total retirement tax bill look like? What could it be? Okay, well, here's a neat thing. Because the tax scorecard is going to show you that roughly. If we just wanted to, say, plan through age 95, and we're just going to take the RMDs, reinvest the RMDs into somewhere else, if that's our scenario, it looks like this. The taxes on the RMDs alone are $497,000, just under $500,000. If we reinvested those RMDs into a brokerage account, laddered CDs, something like that, we will find another $416,000 of taxes. Wow. When the heirs inherit the IRA, we're assuming, you know, you live through age 95, the inheritance taxes on the IRA will be almost $300,000, just shy of another $300,000 in taxes. Now, here is the Social Security taxation that is caused by the IRA and the reinvested amounts of the RMDs. This is a critical thing to learn in your retirement planning, that IRAs, qualified accounts like 401ks and IRAs and all their siblings, cause collateral tax damage on your Social Security. In this case, it would cause almost $252,000 of unnecessary voluntary taxes on your Social Security. This need not be the case with proper planning. This does not even include what could happen with IRMA surcharges on your Medicare premiums. And you know who this really hurts eventually is widows. Or widowers. Well, here we're not even taking that into account at all. But the total taxes without that consideration from the RMD taxes, reinvested taxes, inheritance, and Social Security are about $1.46 million on this present value $800,000 IRA throughout retirement. That's a hefty tax bill. I'm not even going to go through what would happen if taxes increased in the future? We just assumed a very reasonable average effective tax rate of 18%. But are taxes likely to increase in the future? Yes, they are. Our national debt goes up nearly $5 billion every 24 hours. And that's not slowing down. That pace is accelerating. When you consider the amount of wealth that Americans have in pre-tax retirement accounts, qualified accounts, and how closely related that is to our national debt of $38 trillion and change, there is a very uncomfortable juxtaposition. All right, well, so let's leave it there. That is a, I'm sorry to say, a conservative look at what a total retirement tax bill might look like if you are 64 years old with an IRA of $800,000, 18% effective rate between federal and state, and looking through age 95 and seeing produced for the IRS about $1,460,000 in total taxes. Your situation is a bit different, but I would bet the ratios here for you in your situation, I would bet the ratios are about the same. You can kind of extrapolate for a $500,000 IRA, $1 million IRA, $200,000 IRA, and you'll find very similar outcomes for a total retirement tax bill. And I know that most people don't show you that. They simply say, oh, well, you know, we don't know what taxes will be when you retire. Well, let's try and quantify it. Let's use software. Let's use math. Let's use intelligence. And then see what we can do about it. Because here's what we're going to do. We're going to take this $800,000 IRA. You're 64 years old. And we're going to do a five-year conversion strategy to a Roth IRA. Now, when this happens, we're going to eliminate the RMD taxes completely. We're going to eliminate reinvestment taxes because there are no RMDs to reinvest. They get to stay in their happy tax-free environment inside the Roth. We eliminate inheritance taxes because your heirs do not pay inheritance or income taxes on an inherited Roth IRA like they do an inherited IRA. The Social Security taxes, we didn't escape completely, and those go from about $252,000 throughout retirement down to only $8,400 over your entire 32-year retirement in this case. We do, however, have some conversion taxes to deal with. Those are about $201,000. Altogether, you're out the door. By comparison, for $209,000 in taxes instead of $1.46 million, which is a tax reduction of about $1.25 million throughout retirement. That type of result does not happen on accident or by default. It only happens with purposeful planning that is available to you, complimentary in your own tailored Compass report. Are there other considerations? Of course, this is simplified for over the air. Your Compass report is comprehensive and shows all of it. 484-600-6512. Yes, the retirement buffer analysis and the tax scorecard are part of your Compass report. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. Now we have market volatility resilience, income resilience, and tax resilience. Get a Compass report, wealthmapradio.com or 484-600-6512. Thanks for hanging out with us.
WealthMap Radio is an independent production of West Springbrook Financial. The services of voiceover professionals are often used for this production. Such professionals are not licensed financial professionals. Case studies and example share may be materially different than your own situation and are often dramatized for entertainment value. No solicitation of any security or investment is made or implied. Consult with independent financial, tax, and legal advisors before implementing any strategy. Neither Steve Eckroth nor West Springbrook Financial are endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. More information is available by visiting WealthMap Radio or by calling 484-600-6512.